Hi, welcome back to That Time Again podcast. I'm finally back with my co-host, Rosie.
Hi, my name's Rowan.
And finally we have her because school's been canceled, so that's great. Rosie, how have you been?
I've been very, very bored because of, school was my only thing that was keeping me busy, so now that it's not there, I don't really know what to do with myself.
Do you have any homework?
I have so much online school, it's not even funny.
Like, what do you do?
So, like, I didn't go the last day of school, the last day we had, because it wasn't mandatory. But that, I didn't get, like my school gives us laptops to use for the entire year and stuff like that, so we can do online work if we had, like, snow days. And since I didn't go, I didn't have my laptop.
Left your laptop at school?
Yeah, because my mom didn't get me up to go to school, and she's like, it's fine. I don't need them getting corona.
Miss Corona.
And so, I, didn't have any of my notes, so, I told my friend to basically break into my locker and get it.
Did she?
She didn't get my laptop because she needed to get my instrument, which was all the way across the school, and she didn't have time to go back and get my laptop. So, I got none of my schoolwork, but I did get my clarinet, which was okay, even though I don't play it.
Like Squidward, you play the clarinet?
Yeah, I do.
It's amazing.
It's great.
So, other than that, have you been enjoying being out of school?
I enjoy being out of school just because of, the people. And I notice, I'm not a very – I like being a social person, but it depends on the people I'm around. Because I like school and I like learning. But the thing is, I don't like the people that I surround myself with. Not, friends, but, teachers. Because not all teachers are – amazing. So
no, I've had some terrible teachers and some really good teachers.
Yeah,
I've had some teachers be really hypocritical stuff.
Yeah, that is very true. They all do that. Most of them.
Well, I had one where in all my I was wearing a tank top with a shirt under it, and it was more than three fingers long. I was walking down the hallway and they're like, "You can't wear that," and I'm like, "Why not?" And they're like, "It's too revealing." And then I turn around and he sees that I have, I'm all covered up. So then he's like, "Don't catch me." And he said, "Don't catch you." And I'm like, "Don't catch me what?" He's like, "I don't want to catch you wearing that again." And I'm like, "Okay." And then I go into my next class and my teacher's literally wearing, string thin straps.
Yeah, I don't know why teachers, do that, because I have, a similar situation. I was wearing a very, very flowy dress. And it was... didn't matter about my legs, and I was more than three fingers. It was just the back, just the the bottom of my bra strap up. It was lace. It was a very, very dark white lace. It wasn't see through. But my teacher had a problem that the fact that you could see the
was it a girl or a boy?
Girl. It was the fact that she could see the tiniest little part of my bra strap.
And she had a problem?
Yeah. I was like, dude, I am in fifth grade. What do you want me to do about it? I don't know how this works.
Well, the teacher, she would always wear really thin stuff, and then she bent down one day and you could see she'd always wear low tops and she'd bend down. You could always see everything. You could see her tattoo, and everyone was like, ooh. And then when she'd help a student, she'd curve her back and bend down and her butt would always be in your face. And I'm like, okay, if my teacher can literally be here doing this, why can't I freaking wear a tank top?
My computer teacher, she, if you needed help and you were sitting at your computer, she would come behind you and go over you. It was a bear grab over you trying to fix your computer.
No.
But her hair was so long, it would, make, a cave around you. It was so weird.
She got that close to you?
Everyone. She would just sit behind you and do
A gorilla?
Yes. And, her hair would, just, form a dome around you. It was the weirdest thing ever, and I hated it.
Did you feel that motherly love, or did it feel creepy?
It was kind of creepy, because she was, she wasn't, old, but, she was not,
Was she smexy?
I don't want to be rude, but no.
No? So, that's not good.
No, it's really not the best thing ever.
So, have your friends been dealing with this quarantine well? Do you get to talk to them a lot?
I talk to them a lot on my phone, but they're all really upset. I know a lot of my friends feel I know some of them still, hang out with each other. Two of my friends, they hang out with each other. Mm-hmm. And we're a group of four. And so the other two of us, we can't hang out. And my other friend, she gets really upset because she almost feels like she's being replaced. But it's not like, it's not my other friend's fault that it's happening. It's just because her mom won't let her go outside and stuff because of what's happening.
Wait, so some of your friends do hang out right now?
Yeah, like two of them hang out. I don't know why, because it's like this, so is my best friend. And then just like the sweetest girl ever. Her mom is so overprotective and like we always feel so bad for her. She's not allowed to watch like PG-13 movies or like go out past like 8. And we're like, how is your mom letting you go out in the middle of a global pandemic? Like,
and she'll let her go out? My mom won't let me leave the house.
I know, same. I'm surprised I can even be here, but
that's true. Don't worry, we're being safe and clean. Except I haven't showered in like a few days, but that's besides the point. Well, my school got totally moved online, and my teacher just gave up. She's like, you know, you already have a good grade. You don't have to turn in any more work. Bye. Because we had a huge essay coming up, and I really don't think she wanted to grade it. It would have been like a million pages.
My teachers do not feel that way, and they are piling us with work. And
All of them?
See, not all of them, because at first, my social studies teacher, she's very mean. I don't know why she's like that. She's just a very cold person, but she can be very nice sometimes. And at first, when she thought it was just like the 2 weeks that we were off, she was like, oh, don't worry, nothing is mandatory, you don't need to turn anything.
But there are
some reading things that you can do on one of our websites. And I was like, okay, well, I'm piled with work from all my other teachers, so I'm not gonna do anything for her. When they canceled everything for the entire year, she was like, you know what? I'm going to give you tons of work now because you
have... She's spreading it out.
Yeah, and she's like, well, since you have nothing else to do, I'm like, how do you know that? And she's like, I know that. And I'm like, okay,
I know that.
True.
Well, I guess she knows everything. I guess she's more than a social studies teacher. She's a magician.
Apparently.
A psychic. She caused this. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, I feel like she could totally do that, though.
Really? Is she older? I don't want to say any names, but it rhymes with Miss Carr. And she's not rooming. She's,
like,
she needs to be parked.
How old is Andrew? Andrew is my uncle.
Who's my brother.
And they had her when they were in high school.
I luckily avoided her. She's a teacher you do not want to have.
No, and I got stuck with her my seventh grade year, which was not the best. And
Did she know you were his niece?
I told her, and she was like,
"You told her?"
No, because he kept bringing it up. Because we were talking about our teachers, because I know that I have some of his old teachers, and he was like, "Wait, do you have Miss Carr?" And I was like, yes, I do. And he was like, you should bring her up to me because I broke like her door handle. Like, I brought it up to her, and she was like, yes, I remember him too well. And I was like, oh, that's not good.
No, he would do such funny stuff, and then I got a bad rep going in after him.
The same thing happened to my older brother, because my older brother had Miss Carr. And then Miss Carr did not like my older brother
at all.
And then
maybe she doesn't like
saw the last name, and she was like, ugh. She was not.
She's good at remembering names and who's related to who.
It's scary.
She's kind of scary looking. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with her. There's no point.
I have conversations with her sometimes, but I try and avoid them at all costs.
See, I didn't really connect any teachers there, but speaking of teachers, do you have a favorite one?
I do have a favorite teacher. She is the principal's wife, and she is my ELA teacher.
Oh, I know her. She was like, you're so pretty, and then one day I wore pigtails to her class, and she brought both her kids in. And
I love, wait, which one?
Miss Married to the Principal.
No, I know, but what were her kids' names? Because I go to
her
school.
Her kids' names were like, one of them was like Fancy. Don't say them.
I know the boy.
Don't you know the boy?
He's in my grade.
They were made fun of my pigtails. The girl whispered to her mom, she's like, why'd you wear pigtails? I'm like, I'm wearing pigtails because I don't know what else to do with my hair. Excuse you, like 5-year-old girl.
It was terrible. I don't know why they were, like, they're kind of mean. Like, I've never...
The little girl was, like, sassy. I was like, dang.
Well, she has, like, another little girl now.
What? Wow.
But she has an older girl and then a kid that's in my age.
And that's a boy?
Yeah.
Is he cute?
No.
He's not cute at all?
Not really.
Well, you're not allowed to date anyway, are you?
No. Well, not really, no.
Not really, no?
Yeah.
You even want to? You're too, some people say you're too young, and then people are like, I'm not too young.
See, the thing is, like, I just don't feel, like, the need for it right now. Like, it's fun to have, like, a crush and stuff. Especially if they know, and, like, you just hang out and you're friends. So, like, maybe, like, one day, like, when you're allowed to date, it comes up something.
But... yeah, I think it comes up. I really do think that. Well, have there been any good movies you've watched lately?
I just watched I Still Believe.
With I Still you. Believe! That's my favorite. No, I don't know.
But that's really it. I don't really watch that many movies now.
Do you really like KJ Apa?
I do. It's weird because in Riverdale, his voice was more whiny, and I did not like his voice. But then when I watched and I Still Believe, it was very, very nice, and I was, like, kind of confused. I'm like,
oh, he's just that good of an actor.
I know.
His accent's really cool, though.
I know. I didn't know where he was from at first, and I was like, wait, that does not sound like an accent.
That's not American.
Definitely not.
We here Americans don't speak like that. Well, speaking of going to different places, do you have any stories about going to different places?
Oh, no.
Don't cry. They can't see that you're crying.
I'm not crying, though.
I am, because I know this story that's coming
up. On the inside. I'm crying on the inside. But, I don't even know how old I was. The beginning of fifth grade.
Ooh.
Like, over the summer, I moved to Florida.
And that's it. That's the story.
That's the end of the story. So my family had wanted to move to somewhere warmer because where I live, it's very cold.
It's still cold. It's still April. Cold.
I know. It's very sad. But so my mom wanted to be somewhere where it was warmer. So we decided to move to Florida. And my grandma, my grandpa, my aunt, my uncle, they all helped us move down there.
Is that me?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, her grandparents are my parents. That's the tea.
That's the tea. And so they helped us move down there. And when we got there, it was not good.
No.
And the apartment that we got, it was an apartment complex, and it was supposed to be so nice. It was like...
the pictures? You should have seen the pictures. It looked like a friggin', like, 5-star hotel.
It was beautiful. And then we got there. And that was a whole other story.
That was bad because my dad's the one who drove the big truck, and we're all so excited. We're going to Florida. We're gonna see those little lizards. We pull up at this place, and it brings like tears and like diarrhea to you. It's not good.
It was so sad. So we got in there, and there were holes in the walls. There were dents in the walls, and there were dents in the floor. The kitchen was the size of a bathroom.
It could have been a bathroom. We don't know.
We don't know. It was so bad. And then we went to look at all of my and my brother's rooms. And we walk into my room, or what I called my room, because I walked into a room and I saw, like, the biggest room. And I was like, oh, my God, mine.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I go to turn on the light because my dad had, like, started to get, like, the electricity going and stuff like that. And nothing was happening. So I turn it on, and then I look up where the light is supposed to be. I don't have a light in my room. There was nothing there.
I remember that because I'm like, Rosie, it's kind of dark. You want to turn on the light? And you're like, I can't.
I was like, there's no light to turn on.
I looked up this and there's literally no light. I guess Florida's too bright for lights.
My closet, the wall was like falling apart. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just like, it looked like it was falling down. And I was like, that's not safe. And my mom, we were so confused. I was like, Mom, what happened?
Your mom, I think, was confused.
My mom was so confused and very, very, very upset. And I didn't even know what happened. Like, after, like, we saw everything, we took pictures of everything, saw, like, black mold everywhere.
Oh, and my favorite part of the story was, didn't you guys spend the night there?
Yes, we did. And I was terrified.
Where did you sleep?
Slept in my room.
On the floor, or did you have your bed set up?
No, I set up my bed because we moved in. We're like, well, we don't have anywhere else to go, so we might as well just move in.
Wait, and then we weren't there, right? We went to somewhere else.
We went to my grandma and grandpa and all them went to a hotel, and we were like, Now I went up to my grandma. I'm like, I want to go to the hotel with you.
No, I just remember that the biggest story there was, didn't somebody try to break in?
So, my family, we were like, well, we gotta make the best of a bad situation. So, while we were looking for other places to maybe move into, we were like, we need to go relax by the pool. So, we went to the pool, and me and my older brother, we were thirsty, so we were like, Dad, can we have the keys? Can we go back to the apartment? He goes, yes, be careful, though. Because he figured we were old enough, we were the two oldest. So we went and we Skylar grabbed the key,
mm-hmm.
and he started to try and unlock it. But it wouldn't unlock. It felt like someone was standing on the other side of the door and holding it shut.
Really? I've never heard this part.
And holding the lock. So we couldn't unlock it. And then Skylar was knocking on the door.
Oh.
And we were knocking the door and we were like, hello, is there someone in there? We were so confused. We thought, well, my grandma and grandpa don't have a key. And, like, that was my first thought. I was like,
really?
Maybe they're in there.
Oh, crazy.
And I was like, wait, they don't have a key. That's not how that works.
No.
And finally, someone took the door handle and started shaking
from the other side?
From the other side. It was shaking so bad, it went to our side of the door handle. It was shaking so bad. And
where was your mom?
They were by the pool.
Oh, everyone was?
Everyone was by the pool. And then the person from inside, it sounded like they screamed, get out of here. I don't know if they were screaming at us to get out of there, or they were screaming to us, like, if there were other people in there to get out of there. But all I know is I grabbed Skylar by the arm, and we were bolting back to the pool.
Oh, no.
And I was crying. Skylar was screaming. And my dad was like, what's wrong? And we were like, there's someone in the apartment. There's someone in the apartment.
I've never heard this part of the story.
My dad ran back to the apartment, and he grabbed the key, and he could open it fine. He opened it, and it opened. There was no one in there. We had a sliding door that was locked. We looked everywhere. There was no one in the apartment.
What I heard was that they busted the doorknob.
The doorknob was busted, but it was closed. That's why we were confused.
And that somebody had gone through your apartment. That's what I heard.
See, that's not what I believe, because later that night, my aunt, who's not related to me,
mm-hmm.
my aunt, and she decided to stay down there in Florida with us because she's like, I am not leaving you guys right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she canceled her plane ticket and decided to stay with us. And her and my dad went to go get pizza for us to eat that night. And so they came back in, and I was in the hallway, and there was a hall. So, like, the hallway, and there was the big open space with the living room, and it was like an L shape. So the living room was an L shape, with the top part of the L would be the dining room. And there was, like, another square where the kitchen was. So we had long chairs, a very, very long, high table.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking out of the hallway, and I said, did someone get pizza? And as soon as I come out of the hallway and I'm in that big L shape,
mm-hmm.
I am standing right next to a chair. I kid you not. If you don't want to believe this, you don't have to, but this is what I know what I saw. A chair slid out and tried to hit me. It almost hit me, and I screamed, and my mom saw it, and I was terrified. I did not know what to do. And I have told this story many of times. Some people believe me. If you don't believe me, that's okay. I know what I saw.
That.
And what I almost got hit by a chair. And I was so scared. I did not know what to do. And my mom said, are you okay? And my dad goes, what? What just happened? And I go, that chair just tried to hit me.
That chair literally tried to kill me.
And I was so scared, and I didn't know what to do, so.
How did you guys get out of there?
We spent, I think, another night there, and I was so scared, and I slept on the couch with my dad.
Aw, cute.
And my mom was like, we have to get out of here. We gotta go somewhere. So we got in the car, and we just started driving around, seeing if we could find any place. There was no place. This was, like,
it was a bad part of town.
It was a bad part of where we moved to Florida.
Yeah, I forgot to say that. The neighborhood, you could see, the more you're going towards it, how bad the area was.
Yeah, there was nowhere. And There was nowhere for us to go to.
I'm pretty sure we were far away, too.
Yeah, you guys went, because there weren't that many nice hotels, and they were like, I'm going to a nicer hotel. So they were like 30 minutes away, I think.
At least, or an hour or more, because I remember we were like out of there.
Yeah. So, you want to tell the Skylight thing?
Sure.
So, it was, I think, the second night when we were there. I think it was the day that it was the the whole quote-unquote break-in happened. We don't even know if it was a break-in. They didn't take anything, or if it was actual people.
Mm-hmm.
Considering what happened with the chair, I'm like, maybe it was ghosts.
Maybe. So, Ghostbusters.
And so, basically, my brother was standing outside. We were trying to catch lizards, because that was our whole goal. We were like, we want to catch a lizard to hold on to. So
right.
We were outside, we saw a ton of them, so we were chasing them, and they're obviously, you know, if our day wasn't going as bad as it was, a white van pulled up right next to our apartment. So they say it was a gated community. The gate that was around, I could legit hop over it.
Oh, I remember that.
10-year-old little girl.
4-foot little, you know,
yeah,
nothing.
4-foot little nothing little girl could climb over this thing. Perfectly fine, let alone a grown man. And they came, these people in a van, did the whole thing. I was like, I have candy in my van. Do you want
to? No,
like,
really?
Like,
that typical?
Yeah, they chose that to start up with. And I grabbed my brother again, and we ran. We were not, like, he was like, I have candy in the back of my van. Mm-hmm. Like, do you guys like candy? I have, like, Kit Kats and stuff like that.
Kit-Kats.
And I was like, oh my God. No, this can't
you
be.
You said that? You said no?
I
no
was
thanks,
like,
sir.
I was like, no. And then we ran.
Dude.
It was not.
And they wanted you and Skylar, or just you?
It was just Skylar, because Skylar was standing outside at first.
Oh,
and then he was catching them, and then they pulled up, and I was just coming outside.
Well, lucky you came outside.
And Skylar would have known not to go, but I was like, no. And then Skylar saw me running, so he was like, no, let me run.
That reminds me, I was at my grandma's house once when she was still kicking it, and we were outside, and this guy with a bike and a baby seat in the back comes by, and he's like, can y'all help me look for my dog? And I'm like, of course I'll help you look for your dog. And my older brother was like, no. And he grabbed me, and we walked away, and he's like, but, and I'm like, ooh, he was going to, I think what he was planning to do was strap me into the baby seat and, like, carry me away off on his chariot. But I don't know. I wonder if he wasn't there, if I would have actually gone with him.
That's
creepy.
Crazy. But eventually we got a moving truck and we all went back to where we used to live.
This cold, wonderful state.
Yes. And we moved in with my grandma and my grandpa. My aunt, my uncle.
Yes, and that was the best. We had some good times.
It was probably one of the best couple months of my life. And then I started school in a new school. And, you know, it was all great. And then we found out that the apartment that we moved into was, so the previous person that lived there was a janitor. So the janitor lived there.
Are you sure? That sounds so, like,
no,
typical.
It's, I swear it's true. So the janitor, so this janitor guy lived at this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he didn't come into work.
Uh-oh.
And like a couple days went by and he didn't go to work. So a couple of the people that worked there decided to stop by his apartment to see if
he was kicking it.
See if he was there. And he just like vanished. He wasn't, none of his stuff was there. He wasn't there. And then they just, like, were like, let's just sell the apartment.
That's probably who you found in your apartment. He's like, this is my freaking apartment. And he probably thought you were the other custodians trying to get in. And he's like, go. Oh, wait.
And the moral of the story is, don't move to Florida unless you know what you are buying.
There's all those crazy, like, Florida games, or they call it, like, the Florida Man game, where you pick a random day and type in Florida Man. And it'll tell you, like, a story of, like, a crazy...
Yeah.
We should play that after this, but...
We definitely will.
That's a good
thing. See if we can find the janitor that almost hit me with the chair.
Oh, you know, a white van kind of reminds me of, like, a custodial, like, van that you'd have, like, stuff like that in.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I totally believe in ghosts. I know
you do?
I totally do. And I'm like, dude, what if he got, like, like killed or something or got murdered mm-hmm. or something. And then he was like, get out. This is my house. And then he got mad at me because I was like, this is my house. Let me in. And then he tried to hit me with a chair and then he tried to abduct my brother. So
that's all too coincidental. I think that is a story to be told. And that will yes. be our question of the day is if you believe in ghosts or not to everyone.
That's so don't move to Florida.
But it's good that you guys came back and it was a good part of the story that you got to spend time with your family,
mm-hmm.
new school, that you're still going to, right?
I mean, not at the moment, but eventually, yes.
Not at the moment. Well, other than that, I think that's about it for today, unless you want to add anything. It's your first one.
I think it's good. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
On your podcast. It's very, very fun.
Yes, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.